KRVS Studios are members of CYT Lafayette, here to talk about the musical Peter Pan that opens on Thursday, May 17th. With us in the studio are Danny Adams, who plays Tiger Lily, and Jillian Swivelt, who is the Indiana soloist, and Tyler Goodrich is the pirate and Captain Hook understudy. So you all are playing some really interesting parts, and it is a musical that everybody loves. Who doesn't love Peter Pan? And, of course, some of the great music in this musical version of Peter Pan. So let's talk about it, though, because the musical is a little different than maybe the play and some of the versions people have seen. So who would like to start off first? I think, Tyler, you've been with CYT for a while. You've been in a number of productions with CYT. So maybe just tell us just a bit about how this version differs, what people can expect if they haven't seen it already. Is there anything different? Do we have all the same people, like Wendy and her brothers and the Lost Boys? And
It's a bit more in line with the Disney version,
okay,
being more geared towards kids. But mm-hmm. there are some adult elements in it, with Captain Hook being kind of villainous, but it's mainly for children.
Yeah, that is always the interesting thing about Peter Pan, isn't it? I mean, we think of it as for children, but there are some very dark elements in there and some pretty serious issues mm-hmm. about, you know, growing up and adults. And so there are things in there that yes, can really, you can have really good conversations about, but it's also entertainment and you do want to entertain kids. So really more like the Disney version that so many people have seen. Well, let's talk about some of your characters and some of the music that you all might sing. Tiger Lily, tell us about your character. And again, most people think we know all these characters, but maybe we not as well as we think we
do. She is very strong and confident, very sure of herself. She's the leader of the native tribe. She's a very confident person, and she's been a lot of fun to play.
So she's not just a caricature. She really has some personality behind her. And you've enjoyed playing her?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been very challenging, but it's been great.
Mm-hmm. Does she have a particular song that you like? Does she have any solos?
She doesn't really have a specific song, but she does sing a little bit in Ugawug, which is the big dance number. It's about 8 minutes long. There's so much to do in it. There's so much drumming and dancing. It's a ton of fun.
Well, and we have to say that CYT is really gaining a reputation for that, of very large musicals, big production numbers, beautifully executed on stage with great costumes and really, really good choreography. Mm-hmm. So that's become a real hallmark of the CYT production. So I can imagine any musical number that you're involved with would be quite exhilarating.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, Jillian, tell us about you. I guess Indiana soloist, is that a character or you're a musician?
Well, as an Indian soloist, I'm part of...
Oh, Indian. Okay, they have Indian.
It's okay. I'm part of Tiger Lily's tribe, so I get to be in the large dance numbers. And in addition to that, I'm also Mrs. Darling.
Ah, okay. That's an important part.
So that's really fun.
There are a lot of people, and especially if you're going to have big cast, you know, numbers like that, you do have to, I guess, double up on some of the characters.
Yes, a lot of us do have multiple roles within the show.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you worked with CYT?
This is only my second production, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So how's it been for you? How have you enjoyed working with the
group? Though it's only my second, I feel as though I've been here my entire life. I absolutely adore the people and the organization and everything they stand for.
There is something, there's an energy with the group CYT that I've always noticed, that you just feel, not only when you've come here for an interview and I sense how excited you are about the parts, but definitely in the productions themselves. And that has continued to draw people to attend these musicals. So what was your first musical that you were in?
I was in Wizard of Oz. I think it was in 2014. So I took a long break, but I'm back and I'm loving it.
You're enjoying it. You know why you came back. So how many Indians are there in your group, Tiger Lily? Danny?
I want to say maybe about a little over 10.
Okay, well, so that's that is a nice group there. And then I'm sure with the musical numbers, you're joined by other characters.
Yes, all the Lost Boys.
Okay, the Lost Boys join you in that. And then we come to one of the most interesting and somewhat reviled characters in the musical, and that is Captain Hook. And you play Captain Hook, Tyler. Are you relishing this role?
Well,
you're an understudy, but still you're like, you know, having to learn everything and, you know.
Yes, though I'm only the understudy, it's such a big job because...
You have to be at the ready.
Yes, and I have to push myself to be just as good as the lead, just in case he isn't there.
Well, right, something happens, you know. Right.
But it's really fun.
So what do you think of this character, Captain Hook, now that you've been working with his character? What is he like?
I think he's in a way misunderstood from what I've read from the character, in that he wants to be this big and bad guy, but he just can't seem to get it because he's surrounded by buffoons and he's always being beaten by kids.
That would be hard if you were always being beaten by kids. I would kind of, I guess you would walk around in a bit of a rage, I would think. Now, in addition to being the understudy for Captain Hook, you're also a pirate.
Yes.
Yes. And what is the pirates' role as a group? I mean, there's some interesting groups here. You know, you've got the Indians, you have the Lost Boys, and then you have the pirates. What, as a group, what are the pirates supposed to add to this musical? What are we supposed to feel about them?
They're the characters that you hate to love. Every time they're on stage, they're supposed to give you a laugh and add comic relief to this fairly, not necessarily dark and serious, but they're just supposed to add more comic relief to the story.
Mm-hmm. So you either love to hate or hate to love them. One of those. Now, one of the great things too, and I'm just, as you're describing these characters, CYT has become known for its costumes too. And I think you have kind of an army of people helping out with those costumes, and they're always pretty fabulous. So, would you agree that you all?
Oh, for sure.
Yes. You really like your costumes. Now, who's directing? The musical. You usually have like a director, an assistant director.
Yes. Yes. The director is Melissa Guest.
And a choreographer, do you have a particular choreographer?
Sierra Hammondry.
Okay.
Yes.
So in addition to the big dance number that you described with Tiger Lily and the Indians, what are some other big choreography scenes? Do the pirates have one? Do y'all have a song and a choreography that you particularly like, or...?
There's one that opens up the third act called Captain Hook's Waltz, and that's probably our biggest one just because it takes place on the pirate ship and it takes up the whole stage and it's so grand.
Somehow I don't associate waltz with the Captain Hook, but that makes it even more silly. Doesn't it? Well, that sounds like a good place to start off. I want to tell people who are just tuning in that we're talking about CYT Lafayette's production of Peter Pan, the musical Peter Pan that will open this Thursday. How many performances will there be altogether?
There's seven performances.
Seven performances. Are you going to have some school daytime performances?
Yes.
Okay.
Two.
And then five nighttime performances on top of that. The performances will be in Augel Hall on the UL campus. So it's a great stage, really good acoustics in there. So it really shows off the music and the singing. And there's a lot of space. I think it's about an 800-seat auditorium.
Yes.
So that's a really nice place to have it. Now, let's talk about some of the other characters. Obviously, there's Peter Pan. Who plays Peter Pan?
Emma Guidry.
Okay. It is often a girl who plays that because Peter Pan's supposed to be about 12, 13 years old, so quite young, doesn't want to grow up. And now, are you going to have Peter Pan flying across the stage?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I know that you had Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. There were some like special effects with the car going, so I would think doing a person.
Actually, Peter, along with the Darling Children and the maid Liza, all get to fly.
They all fly. Wow. And have you seen them do this? Have you actually gone through tech rehearsals where they fly?
Yes, we have. And it's been very extensive and intensive, but it's just so fun to watch.
So it does look exciting when they fly. They don't look like they're about to, you know, pass out or anything.
No.
They're doing a pretty good job with it. So not just Peter Pan, but the Darling family gets to fly across stage. So who plays Wendy?
Sophia Brazda.
Sophia Brazda. Now, she's been in quite a number of CYT productions. And how many have you been in, Tyler? I think it's been quite a few. Yes.
I've been in it for 5 years, and I think this is my 15th show.
Your 15th show. So you are dedicated and committed to CYT. That's pretty astonishing. Yeah. So who are some of the other characters that we need to... There's Wendy, there's Peter Pan. Her brothers are kind of important, too,
yes.
The two boys. And who plays the two boys?
John is played by Lauren McClymont, and Michael is played by
Colin.
Lyles?
Yeah.
Well, that'll Colin. Come around. Colin. And is there, in some versions, there's the dog, mm-hmm. and in some versions, there. Do you have the dog?
Yes.
Yes. And the Nanny? Is that her? What is she called?
Nana
is the dog. And do you have a person playing?
Yes.
You do.
Austin Landry. And he's awesome at it.
And the costume's pretty cool.
His bark is phenomenal.
Yes. That's an important role. And you need to get that right because that's a very emotional connection with those children. Y'all are all smiling, thinking about Nana and that character. Is it a funny role?
It's hilarious. And the way he plays it is so perfect.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a highlight not to be missed with this musical is Nana, the dog. Okay. And what about Tinkerbell? Tinkerbell is a pretty important part in this musical.
We actually don't have a Tinkerbell actor. She's actually just a laser that they show on stage.
Oh, okay. So it really is just the light. So you really, I mean, it feels very fairy-like. Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, what about her voice? Does she have a voice or is it just like a sound?
It's just a sound, like a bell.
Okay. All right. So it how interesting, because in some, you know, the little conversation about you have to believe, but she just does that with sound. And I guess the way Peter Pan responds to her in there. So does it work from your perspective on stage? Does that...
Oh, of course.
Having
yes.
Tinkerbell as a laser?
I think it makes it more real.
You don't have to go, oh, she's too big for Tinkerbell.
Exactly.
This is about as minute and delicate as you could get, isn't it? Yeah. Well, that sounds really, really good. But yet somehow the laser makes her seem mischievous?
Oh, absolutely.
That comes across, yes. Well, tell me some of your favorite parts in this musical. Obviously, your face is all lit up with Nana. But Tyler, do you have another favorite part in the musical that you particularly enjoy or that's been fun?
I think in addition to being a pirate, I also play Mr. Darling, who is the father mm-hmm. of the mm-hmm. Darling children.
So we have the Mr. and Mrs. Darling here in our studios here.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a scene in Act 1 where Michael, the youngest child, won't take his medicine. So the father steps up and says, like, he'll take the medicine too. And there's a bit of arguing between the two on who's kind of the toughest and the strongest. And I feel like it's really fun to do that because it's just me having a tantrum with my children on stage.
Someday when you have your own children, you're going to remember that moment. And it might help you encourage them to take their medicine. Well, that sounds like a lovely, charming scene. Well, Mrs. Darling, how about you?
My favorite scene to watch is actually My Mysterious Lady. It's very comical, and it's full of energy and life, and I won't spoil it, so...
All right, we'll just have to see ourselves what the Mysterious Lady is all about. And how about you, Danny?
Like I said earlier, Ugawug is definitely my favorite.
You enjoy that one.
Yes.
And so you are Tiger Lily, the leader of this group here.
Yes.
And so that would be you do a lot by just your bearing, don't you? In the way you walk and direct your group of Indians.
Yes. I read a quote somewhere. It said, Tiger Lily never walks, she stalks. And
all
I feel
right.
like that says a lot about
That's
the character.
Perfect. Yes. Yeah, so you have to indicate a lot through your bearing and the way you move on stage.
Yes.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Well, again, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about CYT Lafayette's production of the Broadway musical Peter Pan. It will open this Thursday in Angel Hall. There will be two school performances during the day, but for the general public, it will run Thursday and Friday evenings, and then I think you have a couple matinees on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So it's a good time for a lot of people to be able to see it, but you also have a Saturday evening performance as well. What is the best way for people to find out more and to get tickets? Can people get them ahead of time, or do they have to get them only at the door? Anyone knows?
They can get them at cytlafayette.org.
Okay.
And they can also get them at the door.
All right. So two ways, cytlafayette.org. And it is indicated Lafayette because this is a nationwide organization. I believe many communities have their own CYT programs.
Yes.
And Lafayette has one as well. So cytlafayette.org for more information about the musical, to get tickets. And you can also get them at the door. But if you don't want to wait in line, getting them online might be the best way. Well, thank you all for taking a moment. I know it's busy. It's the end of the school year, and you have lots of rehearsals, I'm sure. So we appreciate you coming by the studios to let us know more about it. Bonne chance with it. Break a leg, whatever
thank you.
Works for you. And we'll see you at the opening on Thursday. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.